We're about to fire up
a very pleasant good evening from Jarvis Memorial Field in Saugatuck at Saugatuck High Football as the Indians reach the halfway point of the 2013 regular season by beginning Southwestern Athletic Conference North Division play against the Bloomingdale Cardinals. Brent Allen is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you are able to join us for another hopefully exciting evening of high school football as the SAC divisional races begin in earnest. The Indians come into the conference off a 3-1 report card, including a very thrilling 24-14 victory here against Hartford last Friday, in which Joe Koscielski rushed for 216 yards and two touchdowns, and the Indians rallied from a 14-10 halftime, third-quarter deficit, I should say. Meanwhile, their opponents, the Bloomingdale Cardinals, come in 0-4 on the campaign, including a non-conference 29-6 loss at home to Three Oaks River Valley last week. The Cardinals are also 0-1 in the league. They had an early divisional game 2 weeks ago at home against Bangor and lost to the Vikings 58-18. It's been a long season already for first-year coach Joe DeYoung, trying to build upon the team's success last year, in which the Cardinals finished 5-4 and shared the Southwestern Athletic Conference championship, the North Division championship, with Saugatuck and with Goebbels. We'll give it more in depth about not only the series but also the Cardinals in a little bit. As for Saugatuck, they are going into the halfway point of the season relatively healthy, with only one notable scratch to tell you about. Starting center Andrew Block is not going to give it a go tonight. He suffered a slightly dislocated right shoulder in the third quarter, the very tough third quarter for both Saugatuck and Hartford last week. He was able to finish the game, but during the week it was determined that the injury was a little bit too tender for him to give it a go tonight. He will rest, and they hope to have him ready for next week's game at Martin, if not in 2 weeks when the Fenville Blackhawks come calling. Other than that, the Indians are relatively healthy. Reserve wide receiver Nick Troutman out for the regular season with a left knee injury. The Indians also had Cameron White go down with a tender ankle last week. He is okay and should be giving it a start tonight on both sides of the line. As for the Bloomingdale Cardinals, well, we'll tell you about their situation and what has been not really a great football history at Bloomingdale when we return. It's Saugatuck and Bloomingdale. High school football is coming up on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. The parents of the Saugatuck players are being introduced individually, as it is Parents' Night as well as homecoming here at Saugatuck High School. And the Bloomingdale Cardinals are the opposition. A year ago, the Cardinals beat the Indians for the first time in six tries, 26-13, as Matt Tuell rushed for 115 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and the Cardinals scored two fourth quarter six-pointers to rally for the victory. But other than that, it has been, shall we say, trying times for the Cardinals. Let's take a look at the season record so far. As we mentioned, 0-4 for the Cardinals, 0-1 in the SAC North, with losses of 41-8 at home to Marcellus, 62-6 at Lawton. I told you about 2 weeks ago, the 58-18 setback at home to Bangor, and then last week, the 29-6 loss at home to Three Oaks River Valley. First-year coach Joe DeYoung has pretty much relied on a lot of the same formations and a lot of the same schemes that his predecessors has done, but as you will hear from head coach Bill Dunn about the Saugatuck Indians, DeYoung brought some things over from an assistant's role at Goebbels and is incorporating it into his team. Cameron Wells is the quarterback. The junior did rush for 128 yards and a touchdown the season opener, but he's allowed other runners such as sophomore Dakota Rattering and junior Caleb Watley to carry much of the load after the opening game. The Bloomingdale Cardinals have not really had a strong football history. Again, 5-4 last year was the first winning season in 8 years since the team went 6-4 and made the state playoffs. In fact, only two state playoffs in school history in 2000 and 2004. The first winning season since 6-4 in 2004, And Bloomingdale has had only three winning seasons since 1976 and only 13 winning seasons since the program was incepted in 1954. They have had more than twice as many losses than victories in that span. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Saugatuck Indians, who have on the wrong side of this rivalry, unfortunately. They have lost 18 of the 29 encounters with Bloomingdale, but they have dominated the series in recent years at 92.7thevan.com. Brent Allen, our producer, my name is Gary Stevens. As we mentioned, the Saugatuck Indians have won the toss. They'll defend the East goal to our left and move from left to right here in the first quarter. They are adorning their royal blue home jerseys with white block numerals, white pants, and plain blue helmets with the white stars for achievements that Coach Dunn distributes, and also the orange face guards. For the Bloomingdale Cardinals, they're in their road white uniforms with cardinal numerals, shadowed in black, black trim, cardinal pants, and cardinal helmets with the white cardinal logo on either side. Unlike the last couple of years, no names on the back of the jerseys in Bloomingdale. Chad Wadley, the junior, has the ball teed up, or will have the ball momentarily teed up at the 40-yard line. Back deep to return will be Alex Segovia and Alex Anschutz. They're standing about their own 15-yard line. Jake Koenig up at about the 25. Here comes the kickoff from Caleb Watley. He is a left footer. Now he fakes it, and the kick is away by Bloomingdale. Short kick. They tried to fool Saugatuck, did not do so, and Damian Waldo covers the ball in very good field position for the Tribe. They'll start up, set up shop at their own 41-yard line. And the clock says 11:59 left in the first quarter, so it only took a second off the clock. We have the Saugatuck starters. We did not get any starters out of Bloomingdale. Blake Dunn, the 5'10", 160-yard freshman, 160-pound freshman, is at quarterback. And the Indians come out in their T formation, full house backfield, with Joe Koszelski, the 6'4", 220 senior, at the fullback. But Dunn keeps it on a bootleg right, tries to clear around right end and does, to the 50-yard line and then run out of bounds into Bloomingdale territory at about the 46-yard line. That's a solid gain of 14 for the freshman. And a first down for the Indians. They'll mark the ball again at the Bloomingdale 46-yard line. We mentioned Koszelski, the 6'4", 220-pound senior at fullback. Alex Anschutz, the 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, is in at right end, right halfback. Left halfback is Alex Segovia, the 5'10", 155-pound junior. Snapping the ball different tonight. Nick Putzke, the 5'9", 150-pound sophomore, is handling the chores tonight. On first down, up the middle, Koszelski. Past the 45, bulls his way to near the 40-yard line before he is knocked down by Caleb Watley. That is a gain of 6 on the play, and it is second down and 4 for the Tribe on the right hash. Flanking Putzke at the guards is 6-foot, 175-pound senior Damian Waldo, and a freshman, 5'10", 190-pound Cole Hartman, starting in place of A.J. Starring, who has been afflicted with some of the flu bug that has gone around the team. Missed a couple of practices, so he'll be coming off the bench. On second down and 5, Dunn throws over the middle. Complete to Wes Weber. And Weber moves the ball down the field, past the 20, past the 10, and it'll be first and goal at the 8-yard line. A quick toss over the middle. And Wes Weber has his first catch as a varsity player. More known more for his basketball prowess, but he moves the ball 32 yards to the Bloomingdale 8. First and goal for Saugatuck as Blake Dunn completes his first pass. Indians, again, in their T formation. Tight ends, Joshua Shagway to the left, 6'2", 175-pound senior. Austin Phillips, 6'1", 185-pound senior to the right. Dunn keeps it on a rollout left. He's got open face, space going for the left pylon. He's got it. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Blake Dunn runs it in from 8 yards out. And 5 plays into the first quarter, Saugatuck has a 6-0 lead. Four play, 59-yard drive, and it took only a minute 7 off the clock. Blake Dunn's 8-yard touchdown run has put Saugatuck on the board. Tanner Nutting in for the conversion, the senior. Dunn will hold, snaps down, kick is up, kick is square, and Drew. And Saugatuck has a 7 8-0 lead. This is one of, as it turns out to be, just 8 games involving Lakeshore teams tonight. Actually, 7 games involving Lakeshore teams tonight. Fenville is home to Martin as the SAC begins conference play. Rockford and West Ottawa. Greg Chandler's at Panther Stadium for that game on our AM station, 1450 WHTC. Holland welcomes Ottawa Hills to Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Holland Christian is home to Catholic Central. Grand Rapids Union is at Zeeland East. That is an OK Black game at Zeeland Stadium. And Hastings is at Hamilton. Zeeland West is also scheduled for a home game this weekend. They'll play it tomorrow night as the Ducks entertain Wayland Union. Other Southwestern Conference games tonight besides the Martin-Fenville matchup in Fenville. In the SAC North, Bangor is at Goebbels. In the SAC South, Decatur and Lawton, two undefeated teams, doing battle to begin the conference part of their season. Hartford's at Waterville-Leet, and Marcellus has the non-conference game tonight. They are hosting Lake Michigan Catholic. That's because Lawrence is playing eight-man football. They are home to Covert. Here is Tanner Nutting in for the kickoff, and he line drives it. It's scooped up at about the 14-yard line and then fumbled. And moving the ball forward for Bloomingdale is Antonio Salinas. It was sort of a nice, favorable bounce for the Cardinals on the field turf here at Jarvis Memorial Stadium. He's knocked down at the Bloomingdale 30. And it'll be first and 10 for the Tribe. But first and 10 for the Cardinals at the 30-yard line. 10:47 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck with a 7-0 lead on the Blake Dunn 8-yard run. Breaking the ball. Again, T formation, very similar to Saugatuck. And setting the ball down is Cameron Wells in quarterback. He's barking out signals. And handoff goes around left end to David Mondujano. And the junior gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Not much moving there. Second down, it's Antonio Salinas. It is Salinas, 11. And again, we're working without starters. We weren't able to get to the Bloomingdale side this week due to a lot of factors. But anyway, we'll muddle through as we can with the Cardinals. Second down and 10, ball on the left hash at the 30-yard line. Cardinals down 7-0 against Saugatuck. Run up the middle and a good smart run by Dakota Radarink, and he'll get a first down past the 40-yard line before he's knocked down by Anschutz. But a good trap blocking there from the Cardinals moves the ball 12 yards to the Bloomingdale 42, and so the Cards get a first down. And more important than that, they needed that little bit of confidence to be able to get some of the momentum off of Saugatuck. They were definitely put on the back foot by that opening drive. 4 plays, 59 yards, 107 off the clock on the 8-yard TD run by Blake Dunn. First and 10 for Bloomingdale at their own 42, ball near the left hash. Handoff goes to the fullback, Caleb Watley, but Watley can't clear the right end. Ball pops free. We'll see if the ball play had already been blown dead, and it was. Ground cannot cause a fumble. Kernick comes up with the ball, but it'll still be Bloomingdale ball. No gain on the play. Second down, and we'll call it 10. Just a little bit past 10 yards at the 42-yard line. Nick Putzke at the outside backers. Joe Koshelski, the middle backer. Jake Kernick, Alex Segovia at the corners. Alex Anschutz, Blake Dunn at the safeties. Second and 10 from the 42 for Bloomingdale. Moving right to left in their road whites. Up the middle. Handoff. Maybe a couple of yards there. And bottom of the pile, coming up with the ball, is Dakota Radarink. And Radarink moves the ball to the 45. That's a gain of 3, but now it's a third down. And the first third down challenge for either side. As we heard from Bill Dunn in the pregame show, Bloomingdale likes to run with the football, and they feel that they need to be able to control the line of scrimmage, keep the ball away from Saugatuck's offense, and keep the score down. They cannot get into a scoring race with Saugatuck tonight. I formation with a slot back to the right on this third down for Bloomingdale at the 45. And the rollout to the left side goes to Radarink. Radarink coughs up the football, but the official rules that Radarink was knocked down by Koshelski. at midfield before he coughed up the ball. So the second time the ball squirt free, and the second time that the second time that the ball was ruled down by contact. It is a gain to the just to the Saugatuck side of midfield. So we'll call it the Saugatuck 49, fourth and a long one, and Bloomingdale will go for it on fourth and one. Ball on the left hash. Handoff goes to the running back, Salinas. Salinas tries to get to the 48. That's what he needs to do. I don't think he got it. Making the tackle for Saugatuck. Looks like Connor Rasmussen is there. No. No gain on the play. Held on downs is Bloomingdale, and Saugatuck will set up shop first and 10 with 7:24 to go in the first quarter, and they'll have the ball at their own 49-yard line. So that is two possessions now for Saugatuck in very good field position. And sometimes when you do want to get the ball first, you want to be able to establish domination of the game. Sometimes you want to kick off first and try to play field position football. But the Indians feel confident with their offense. On first and 10, single man in the backfield. That is Koshelski. Slot to the left. Wide outs wide to the right and to the left for Blake Dunn. Barking out signals. A little problem with the snap. He does get it, but then it's ruled that Dunn did get the knee down and tried to make sure he got the snap. Again, he's working with a new center, Nick Putzke. So it's a loss on the play to the 46, a loss of three, second down and 13. We've seen some problems with the center and quarterback exchanges involving Dunn and regular starting center Andrew Black in the first four games of this season. And again, a couple of them has been the case of Blake Dunn, the freshman, just sort of pulling out of the snap too soon. On second down and 13, handoff Koshelski off of left guard. Finds sledding a little tough that time. You see Caleb Wadley with the tackle for Bloomingdale. And it's only a two-yard gain to the 48. So it's third down and 11 for Saugatuck at their own 48-yard line. They're trying to capitalize after holding Bloomingdale on downs at their own 49, at the Saugatuck 49. Phillips wide out to the right. Shishagwe is in a slot left, slot right, and now in motion is Segovia. He'll get the pitch, runs left, around one tackle, past the 45. He'll get to the first down six and get a first down before he's thrown out of bounds by Wadley. But it was Segovia, motion left, got the pitch from Dunn, and ran it to the 41-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. The officials are looking very closely. And they will move the sticks. So the Indians convert on their first fourth down challenge. They move the ball to the Bloomingdale 41 after the 11-yard gain. Phillips lines up wide to the right. Wide to the left is Anschutz. Single man in the backfield, that is Koshelski. In a slot right is Segovia. Dunn behind center, marking out signals. And Dunn back to throw. He wants to throw the fly pattern to Phillips. He had him man beat. But he overthrew the pass. Logan Holtzclaw, I should say, was the defender on the play. But it is second down and 10. Timing pattern and a little bit too quick on the trigger on that one by Blake Dunn. 6:15 to go first quarter. 7-0 Saugatuck with the lead on the 8-yard touchdown run by Blake Dunn. Indians with their second possession. Ball on the left edge. And Indians moving left to right in their home blues. Full house backfield back to the old tried and true offense. And it is Koshelski off of right guard. Gets off of one tackle. Keeps on his feet to the 35 and down to about the 33-yard line before he is finally knocked down. Dakota Ratterink with the tackle. It's a gain of 8, making it third and 2 at the Bloomingdale 33-yard line. Indians have been very efficient in their offense outside of really the second half in Decatur. Saugatuck has basically been able to score almost on every possession. They've stopped themselves more than the opposition has. And again, second quarter in Decatur was not the difference. Here's Dunn on the keeper, rolls out left, gets to the 30, then thrown back. But that's what he needed to do to get to the first down, and he does so. Jacob Botfish, the senior, tackles for Bloomingdale, but the Indians are 2 for 2 on this offensive drive on third down challenges. It's a gain of three and a first down for Saugatuck at the Bloomingdale 30. This will be the seventh play of the drive coming up. And just as Bloomingdale wanted to play ball possession football to keep the Saugatuck offense off away from the field, the Indians want to play ball possession to wear down their opposition tonight. In motion to the right is Anschutz. Toss over the middle, complete to Sasagwe at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Joseph Sasagwe got the slant pass over the middle, and once he had a step on the defender, he turned on the jet. A 30-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Joseph Sasagwe, and the Indians have increased their lead to 13-0. Here is Tanner Hennedy for the conversion with Blake Dunn to hold. Long snapper is Cameron White. Kick is up. Kick went through, but the back judge, well, I mean the side judge, threw the marker on the near side, our first penalty of the game. And so Jason Nickel, heading this crew, says it's offside against Bloomingdale. Will Dunn take the play, I think? No, they're going to say that the offside wiped out, though the ball was called dead, was blown dead before the kick went through. Dunn wanted to have just the kick go ahead, but they'll just have to redo the extra point attempt. As we mentioned in earlier broadcasts, senior place kicker Tanner Nutting, one of the best in the business, the last link from the 2000 Division 7 state finalist. And the kick is square and true this time around. And the Indians now increase their lead to 14-0 with 5:06 to go in the first quarter. So that concludes a seven-play, 51-yard drive. And it took 2 minutes and 18 seconds off the clock. And Shashagway's 30-yard reception from Blake Dunn makes it now Saugatuck 14-0. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and the O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. And it is 79 degrees at kickoff, so even the broadcaster is taking care of hydration. Message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Brent Allen making sure everything goes well back at the ranch. My name is Gary Stevens, and Tanner Nutting's ready to kick off for the second time tonight with a 14-0 lead, high and deep, and it sails into the end zone. This will not be returned. First and 10 for Bloomingdale at their own 20-yard line with 5:06 to go in the first quarter. Bloomingdale, in their first offensive possession, did get a first down but was held on downs at the Saugatuck 49-yard line. So we will see what first-year coach Jody Young does here. Hasn't put the ball up in the air yet, trying to stay on the ground. They have not had a touchdown pass so far this season. T formation behind the quarterback. On first down, the handoff goes to the running back, a quick hitter and a good tackle by Damian Waldo in the backcourt field. It was Caleb Wadley with the carry. Damian Waldo sniffed it out and knocked him down for a 2-yard loss back to the 18. Second down and 12. As we mentioned, 79 degrees from where we started. Not much of a wind to speak of. In fact, the flag to our left, the American flag to our left in the east end zone is hanging limp, and the little goalpost ribbons are also out. Whistle blows. Official calls time for a minute. And it's equipment situation involving Damian Waldo. He'll come out. And coming in for Saugatuck to replace him will be the newcomer, Cole Hartman, the freshman, 5'10", 190, up from the JV team. And Tom Kaysen was all smiles this evening. His JVs defeated Fritford JVs 30-6 yesterday. On second down, hand up the middle to Dakota Rannering. He has about four Indians all around him. Bulls his way, trying to get back to the line, the original line of scrimmage of this series of downs, would be the 20. And I see Kochelski on the bottom of this. I also see Cameron White on the bottom of this. Cam White's a load, 6'3", 300 pounds. They'll spot the ball just outside the 20. We'll give them two as a on the play. Randerink on the two-yard carry. Third down and 10. Long 10 just outside the 20 of Bloomingdale. Down 14-0. Randerink will now line up wide to the right. High formation with Wadley close and Salinas deep. Big toss over the middle. Almost intercepted. Anschutz was the closest there. Anschutz was about 36-yard line. Was an overthrown pass. So it's three and out for Bloomingdale. But the question is, do they have a placement kicker? Well, I mean, a putter. You know, when sometimes you do, well, they will have a man dropping back deep in punt formation. And that man dropping back is Caleb Wadley. Blake Dunn, the only punt returner back. He's standing in midfield. Good snap. Gets the right foot away. Drifts to the left. Blake Dunn gets it at the 49 of Bloomingdale. Tries to veer to the left. Back into his own territory. Looking for a picket line. Got a great block from Phillips. Down the left side. Down to the 20. To the 10. 5. Touchdown. Give full marks to Austin Phillips as he laid out a cardinal to spring Blake Dunn on the 49-yard punt return for a touchdown. Dylan DeBoer had a beat on Dunn, and Phillips laid him out. 49-yard punt return for a touchdown by Blake Dunn. He has run for a score. He has thrown for a score. He has returned for a score. A 29-yard punt by Wadley. And was returned 49 back to the house. And the Indians have a 20-0 lead. Nutting in for the conversion. That's the, I believe, the first kick return for score this year for Saugatuck. Dunn will hold. Snaps down. Kick is up. Tanner Nutting's had a good week. He helped backstop the soccer team to a pair of victories. We'll tell you about that at halftime when we go over Saugatuck sports. And he's now given Saugatuck a 21-0 lead. So it has been an 8-yard run by Blake Dunn, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Joe Shishagwe, and a 49-yard punt return by Blake Dunn for the touchdown. We'll tell you that your home for Hope College football is 92.7 The Man and online at 92.7theman.com. All the exploits of the Flying Dutchman with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomperins calling all the action. Catch the Ron and Jerry show tomorrow at 1:40 as the Flying Dutchman visit Illinois Wesleyan. Hear every exciting play on 92.7 The Man and on 92.7thevan.com. Well, Bill Dunn warned his team, cautioned his team to take every opponent seriously. Don't let up on the throttle and give them the respect that they are due as a league opponent. Saugatuck has taken that lesson to heart. Here is Tanner Nutting's kickoff. Two men standing at the goal line. Nutting high kickoff. It'll go into the end zone, touchback. Steven Mondrojano almost had a grab of it, but he would have been a touchback anyway because it went into the end zone to try to get it. So, first and 10 for Bloomingdale. Definitely with their heels back, they're back on their heels, trailing by a score of 21-0. Indians continue their SAC North divisional play next Friday night when they travel across the county to take on the Martin Clippers. You'll hear the game right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We'll be on the air at 6:40. The reason why we haven't really told you about who the quarterback is for Bloomingdale, because the roster we have a official timeout. And this might be a, well, they are, the referee, Jason Nicholas, blowing the play dead. We may want a water situation. And we saw this a little bit in the opening week 3 weeks ago. up in Montebello, where, well, the situation here, and I'll tell you about the moment, Brandon Munn, the senior, is going to be going to the sidelines, has a helmet issue. And referee Jason Nickel talking with head coach Jody Young. But as we mentioned, this year in the MHSAA, the officials, if they deem conditions are necessary, will stop play or will have official timeouts to allow trainers to bring water to both sides to keep them hydrated. We saw that again opening week, opening game against Montebello, and we also saw it in the second game against Marcellus. Not in the last two games, and so far not here. I formation for Bloomingdale. On the blitz, it's picked up, but the Indians stop the play as Damian Waldo with the tackle for Saugatuck. Antonio Salinas, the sophomore, with the carry. No gain on the play, second down and 10. And again, on that play, on the play, middle linebacker Koshelski went in on the blitz. That was picked up because he blitzed to his left. The play was run to the left, though, and was right into the arms of Damian Waldo. Little slow in getting the play in as Bloomingdale. They may have to burn a timeout. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. And that's exactly what Jody Young's going to have to do because the back judge was giving the countdown. And so he'll burn the first of his three timeouts tonight right here. We mentioned about Hope and Illinois Wesleyan. Of course, on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, you'll be able to hear Detroit Tiger baseball as the Tigers go into the postseason for a third straight year as Central Division champions. Tomorrow night, the Tigers take on the Marlins in Miami. That'll be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC at 6:45 p.m. And then the Tigers won't be in action. Well, they'll have one final game Sunday in Miami, and then they're not scheduled to be in action until next Friday night. Hopeful of hosting the Oakland A's, but maybe having to go out to Oakland for the start of their divisional series against the A's. What the Tigers need to do is they need to win at least two and maybe sweep the Marlins and hope that Seattle can take two of three against Oakland. All Oakland has to do is win two more games, and they've locked up home field for the divisional series against the Tigers. But we'll carry all the action of Tiger baseball in the postseason on our AM station, 1450 WHTC. So Bloomingdale's burned the first of its three timeouts. They're in a T formation, two tight ends. Ball just to the left of midfield in the 20-yard mark. Hand off. Well, quarterback's going to keep it up the middle. Cameron Wells was located as number 8 in the score sheet, but it is number 5. Wells has changed his number to number 5. And he does run up the middle for about 3 yards to the 23-yard line. It's now third down and 7. And Bloomingdale's 0 for 2 on third downs. Clock runs, 1:56 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck with the lead, 21-0 on an 8-yard run by Blake Dunn. A 30-yard TD pass from Blake Dunn to Joshua Shagway. And a 49-yard punt return by the freshman son of head coach Bill Dunn, Blake Dunn. Nick Dunn came through a few years ago. Helped guide the Cardinals, Indians, and now it's Blake Dunn's turn. And has done well as a freshman. Third down, back to throw goes Wells. Looks to his right, throws short, complete to Caleb Wadley. Wadley carries it past the 25 to about the 26. He'll be 4 yards shy of the fourth down, first down. So it was a case of a pump fake by Wells trying to draw the Saugatuck defense deep and then jumping it short to Wadley. That didn't fool the Indians defensively. I think it was Nick Putzke with the tackle. So on fourth down, down 21-0, Jody Young will roll the dice here at the 26. Wells behind center barking out signals. And will do the quick kick to Wadley. And the quick kick does work because Dunn was just playing normal defense, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Bloomingdale's taking no chances on conventional punt formation. Wadley's punt goes to the Saugatuck 39-yard line. 35-yard punt after the 29-yard punt was returned for a touchdown. Saugatuck will have start at their own 39-yard line with 46 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Leg done at quarterback for the Indians. He's been spelled late in a couple of games by Alex Segovia, but for the most part, he is the signal caller. One man in the backfield, that is Kaszewski. One wide out to the left, one to the right. Dunn looks left. He tries to lob left, and it's almost complete. He went and shuts down the left side, went off of his fingertips, incomplete at about the 35 of Bloomingdale. One thing that Blake Dunn will learn is it's second down and 10 at the 39. In that play, it was a quick toss, trying to get the fly pattern down the left side to Anschutz. But one thing Blake Dunn's going to learn, especially as he develops as a quarterback, is to try to look away defenders. Maybe look right and then toss left. Second down, Indians back in their T formation, and Kaszewski's got it. Kaszewski hit at the line of scrimmage, spins a little bit, gets a couple of yards. Some hard running there. Bottom of the pile, making the initial hit, is Austin Tenwald, the senior. Made the initial hit and wouldn't let Kaszewski go. 2-yard gain to the 41. We'll see if Saugatuck can get a playoff before the end of the quarter with just 10 seconds remaining. Blake Dunn brings the team to the line. 6 seconds left. Looks forward. We'll get the playoff. Dunn on third down. Rolls right. Quarterback keeper. 45. Dunn, 50. First down down the right sidelines. 40-yard line. Finally knocked down by Mandurano, but not before he gets to the Bloomingdale 36. A banner first quarter for the Indians, and they hope to try to continue it into the second. 12 minutes into the books, and our score is Saugatuck 21 and Bloomingdale nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Second quarter, Saugatuck moving from west to east or right to left after the Blake Dunn run to the Bloomingdale 36-yard line. 25 yards on the run by Dunn. And the ball is on the right hash. First and 10 for Saugatuck against Bloomingdale, leading 21-0. In motion is Anschutz to the right, but handoff up the middle to Kaszewski. 30-yard line, still on his feet to the 25. It takes three Cardinals to finally knock him down before he gets a first down inside the 25 to the 23. A hard-running 13-yard carry for Joe Kaszewski. Eighth first down for Saugatuck. Jake Koenig, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior co-captain, comes in with a play. He and Anschutz are the messenger running backs for Bill Dunn. Bill, of course, the old quarterback under Ron Weatherby at West Ottawa. And he'll have Koenig in a slot left. One man in the backfield, that's Kaszewski. Pump fake left side. Dunn wants Austin Phillips. Got it, touchdown! Blake Dunn. Play action, found Phillips on the fly down the left side. His second touchdown pass of the game. This one from 23 yards, and the Indians extend their lead to 27-0. A good pump fake. Well, I should say a good play action to freeze the defenders. 23 yards. And then Dunn laid it on a dead fly to Austin Phillips for the score. 10-0 for the conversion. Snap down. Kick is up. Kick is square and true. So Saugatuck's lead is now extended to 28-0. A five-play, 61-yard drive. And it didn't take much time off of the clock. From 46 plus an extra 35, that's a minute 16, minute 21 off the clock as Blake Dunn has hit on the touchdown pass. Saugatuck Public Schools and Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for our children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck School staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Brent Allen back in our studios. I'm Gary Stevens. And it's Saugatuck High football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And it's been a happy homecoming so far as the Indians lead this one 28-0, scoring on all three of their possessions and returning a kick for a score. 10-0's fourth kickoff of the game as the two Bloomingdale defenders standing at their goal line. Nutting hits a grounder. Taken by one of the upbacks, that is Michael Hooper at the 20. Hooper, with some strong running this time, gets the ball past the 30-yard line. So Michael Hooper, normally a lineman, showing he has some good hands as well as he moves the ball to the 34. That's a good 19-yard return by Hooper. And so Bloomingdale will have it first and 10 with 11:18 to go in the first half. And they'll have the ball at their own 34-yard line. That's their best field position to start a drive tonight. Cameron Wells, the junior quarterback, sets down the offense. I formation with Wadley close and Salinas deep. In motion is Holtzclaw. Hand off to Salinas. Off of right guard, past the 35, to about the 37, maybe the 38. Rasmussen is there. So too is Phillips. And it'll be a gain of 4 on the play to the 38-yard line. Second down and 6 for the Cardinals, who have 1 first down so far. And the Cardinals, like many teams, in the choir huddle position, made famous during the 1960s with the Kansas City Chiefs and Lenny Dawson. I formation behind Cameron Wells and quarterback for Bloomingdale. In motion to the left is Holtzclaw. Handoff goes to Salinas. Hit in the backfield, and it's Rasmussen again. Connor Rasmussen trying to keep that family name going, and he has done it well in the early going. Or was that A.J.? No, I think that was Rasmussen. Well, it might have been A.J. A.J.'s had a great season. And it's a loss of 2 back to the 36. It's third down and 8 from the 36 for Bloomingdale. And they are 0-3 on third downs. 10 minutes to go, first half. T formation behind quarterback Wells, two tight ends. Wells keeps it. Option up the middle, absolutely nothing. Damian Waldo closed the hole as Wells tried to option left to try to get the Saugatuck defenders to overreact, and Waldo stayed at home. It's a 1-yard loss back to the 35, fourth down and 9. And we'll probably see a Caleb Wadley punt, and this time the Indians are going to make sure that it won't be caught on the quick kick. Blake Dunn is dropping back. He'll stand inside his own 35. Wadley kicked it last time from regular formation. Kicked it on the quick kick. This first one from regular formation was returned back for a touchdown. Here's Wadley, quick kicks again. Dunn is ready for it at the 34. Blake Dunn to the 40. And is hit right there. He tried to negotiate around Antonio Salinas, could not do so. That's a 6-yard return on the punt. 31-yard punt by Salinas. 31-yard punt by Caleb Wadley. And with 8:58 to go in the first half, Saugatuck will set up shop first and 10 at their own 40-yard line, leading this game 28-0. Blake Dunn has had a hand in all of the scores, an 8-yard run, a 30-yard touchdown pass to Joe Shishagway, a 23-yard touchdown pass to Austin Phillips, and a 49-yard punt return. And the freshman quarterback marks out singles in the T formation. Up the middle, Koshelski. Hit there at the line of scrimmage, moves forward, darting through to stop the play as Austin Tenwall, the senior, 2-yard gain for Koshelski. And right now, the Indians are trying to take advantage of the fact of Bloomingdale maybe focusing their defensive efforts on Koshelski. They've done so to their advantage with the 2 touchdown passes and Dunn's runs. Wes Webber, wide out to the left. 2 wide outs to the right. 1 man in the backfield, that's Koshelski. 3 wide outs now to the right. Quick behind the back toss now. It's going to be Segovia. And he gets it to midfield. There's a toss behind the back pass, and the line judge immediately called it a behind-the-back pass, so it is Segovia on what will be a run to midfield. That's an 8-yard gain. It moves the sticks, and it's a first down for Saugatuck. 10th first down for the Tribe. Wes Webber, as we mentioned, his first game was 2 weeks ago, and has worked his, you know, he's working in a football shape. Coach Tom Kazin making sure his prized basketball player doesn't get hurt in football. On first down, the handoff goes to Segovia, open field to the 40, 35, 30. Oh, he's tripped up before he can really get into real open field. Steven Nupia, the freshman, with the tackle. If he doesn't spill him at the 30, at the 28 of Bloomingdale, Segovia was off to the races. As it is a 22-yard run. And the Indians are holding the whip hand right now, leading this game 28-0 with 7:40 to go in the first half. T formation, two tight ends behind Blake Dunn. Dunn hands it to Allen, to Koenig, and Jake Koenig churns off of right guard, keeps his feet moving, past the 20 to the 19-yard line before he is finally knocked down. Holtz Claw credited with the tackle from downstairs. It will be just shy of the 18. We will call it a 9-yard gain to the 19. It'll be second down and one. Ball stays on the right edge. Phillips comes out. And Wes Webbert will play tight end on the right side. Shashagway tight end on the left. Koenig and Segovia flanking Koshelski. Joe up the middle. First down. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Joe Koshelski kept the legs going, basically warded off two Bloomingdale tacklers as if they were fleas, and he runs for 19 yards and a Saugatuck touchdown. So Joe Koshelski gets onto the score sheet with a 19-yard run. That didn't take long. Conversion attempt from Tanner Nutting, trying to go 5 for 5. Does so. Indians now lead it 35-0. Joe Koshelski's 19-yard touchdown run climaxes a 4-play, 60-yard drive, took 2:11 off the clock, and the Indians now lead it 35-0. Why do people such as Jason Nickel and his umpire and his refereeing crew officiate? Well, some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being ground kids. Some got tired about complaining about officiating and actually did something about it by becoming an official. Now, to become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to the MHSAA website at MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. And sort of following up on that message, when you do sign up, you do get in contact with officials' associations, and they're not going to throw you into a high school championship game right off the bat. You work your way up. You work maybe with middle schoolers or JV games and the like. You develop your skills. You get in touch with schools and classes to develop your officiating. So even though you may not be experienced as a referee or as a official, say in football or in other sports, you can get the training through the MHSAA. And there's always a need for good officials. There's always a need for officials, period. Good, preferably. Here's the kick now from Tanner Nutting with a 35-0 lead. Line drive taken by one of the upbacks at the 15-yard line. Good run up the middle, and once again it is Michael Hooper still on his feet past the 40. He'll get the run to about the 42. Coughs up the football. Indians got it, I think. Yes, sir. Joe Koshelski with the fumble recovery. Koshelski gets the fumble recovery.
Number 26,
Koshelski. So Hooper ran the ball well from the 15 to about the 40. And then he got the ball stripped as he was trying to get extra yardage. 6:34 to go in the first half. Saugatuck has the ball in the Bloomingdale 40, ball on the left hash. Blake Dunn throws over the middle. He's got Keselowski open field to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown. Joe Keselowski catches the third touchdown pass of the game from Blake Dunn. And just like that, the Indians extend their lead to 41-0. A 40-yard touchdown pass right over the middle, Dunn to Keselowski. And the Indians just lickety-split, took 8 seconds off the clock. Conversion from Tanner Nutting. You're wondering about running clock. The running clock rules are in effect after halftime. Nutting's conversion hits the left goalpost, and it's no good. And first time in a long time, he's missed the PAT. Flat out miss, and he had a long record. And it spoils, well, maybe it's applying the ointment right now, but Nutting just hooked that ball. And he walks back toward middle of the field with head hanging down, and it's going to be a little bit of pumping up time now for the Indian staff. So the Indians now lead it 41-0. Well, I know they're trying to be nice here at Saugatuck High's Jarvis Memorial Field. Right now, it's 1-0 Saugatuck, based on the scoreboard. They forgot to put the four up, and so they'll work on that down below with 6:26 to go in the first half. Indians back on the road next Friday night over in Martin to take on the Clippers. We'll be on the air at 6:40, and then 2 weeks from tonight, it's back here at Jarvis Memorial Field for the annual battle for bragging rights along M89. The Fenville Blackhawks come calling. We'll be on the air 2 weeks from tonight here at Jarvis Memorial Field at 6:40. Scoreboard still says 1-0, but it's 41-0 Saugatuck. Here's Nutting's kickoff. High, deep. Taking no chances. He'll drive Mondahano Salinas into the end zone. Touchback. First and 10 for Bloomingdale at their own 20 with 6:26 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck leading it now 41-0. And again, Blake Dunn, three touchdown passes, a touchdown run, and a touchdown kickoff return, punt return. Joe Keselowski with a TD run. That's the Saugatuck offense tonight. So jogging back out of the field for the Cardinals is Cameron Wells, the junior. And right now, Bloomingdale's kind of play damage control. What they want to do more than anything else, maybe run the last 6:26 down, get on the board, and get this game back to staying in regulation timing to begin the second half. On first down, Salinas around left end, slips one tackle, and gets maybe a yard after slipping the tackle. Bottom of the pile for Saugatuck is Nick Putzke. It'll be second down and 9 at the Bloomingdale 21. They've gotten the ball to the Saugatuck 49 where they were held on their opening possession. And they haven't gotten the ball past their own 38-yard line since. One first down. Indians capitalized on the turnover for their last score. Key formation behind Cameron Wells. Two tight ends. Very similar offense to Saugatuck. Second down. Wells keeps it. Three Indians say hello to him at the 15-yard line. Down he goes. Couple of ball fakes Indians weren't buying at. And it's one thing when you see this offense every day in practice, you pretty much know how to defense against it. Loss of 6 on the play back to the Bloomingdale 15-yard line. It'll be third down and 15 from there. Bloomingdale 0-for-4 on third down opportunities. At the half, we'll give you some of the numbers, take a look at some of the Saugatuck athletics, and the MHSA perspective. JJ's topic tonight will be the reality of TV, part 2. He talked about it a couple of weeks ago. He'll continue his conversation tonight. That's at the half. High formation and back to throw goes Wells. Rolls out to his right under some pressure. Hit as he throws. It is intercepted by Anschutz at the 26. Down the left sideline to the 15, to the 10. Knocked out of bounds at about the 7-yard line by Salinas. Pressure on the ball was exerted, I believe, by Starring. And it basically threw a dying quail. And Anschutz got the interception. He returns it to the Bloomingdale 7-yard line, first and goal with 4:42 to go in the first half. Saugatuck with its second takeaway. Bloomingdale slow to get to the line of scrimmage. Dunn trying to take advantage of it. He hands it over to Anschutz off of right guard. Pulls his way toward the goal line. But he's going to be stopped maybe a yard shy. Bloomingdale a little slow getting to the line of scrimmage on that play defensively. And the Indians trying to take advantage of it. Ball just outside the one, second down and goal. It's a 6-yard gain for Anschutz. And Anschutz will be replaced by Jake Koenig, who brings in the play from Bill Dunn to his son Blake. Clock running, 4 minutes to go, first half. Saugatuck with a 41-0 lead, trying to add on. Second and goal from the one, Blake Dunn. Off of left guard, touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. It is Alex Segovia. Segovia with a 1-yard touchdown run. And the Indians now extend their lead now to 47-0 with conversion coming. A 2-play, 7-yard drive. And that came after the interception by Anschutz. Tanner Nutting missed his last extra point as it hit the left cross, upright and bounced back. Dunn snaps it. Nutting drills the extra point. So Saugatuck's lead is extended out of 48-0 with 3:54 to go here in the first half. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. As we have a moment here, we'll tell you about some of the litany that the Saugatuck Indians have had over the past 5 years in the SAC North as they begin league play tonight. In the last 5 years, Saugatuck has won 23 of 25 SAC North games, 3 outright titles. They shared the crown with Bloomingdale and Goebbels last year. The only time they didn't do it was when they lost in 2010, the one game in Fenville, the outstanding night by the late Wes Leonard. And the Cardinals went out, and the Blackhawks won the division that year, but the Indians went on to the state finals. So Tanner Nutting's ready to kick it off. And he drills this one. And Salinas is in the end zone, touchback. First and 10 for Bloomingdale at their own 20-yard line with 3:54 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck enjoying a comfortable 48-0 lead. Bill Dunn said it during the pregame show. Bears repeating. Saugatuck is 3-1. Bangor is 1-3. They only win against Bloomingdale. Goebbels won in non-conference play against Marcellus. But other than that, the SAC North, take out the head-to-head game, has just one other win this season against outside competition. Outside of Saugatuck's 3-1 report card on. First down, Wells. Hands it to Salinas around left end. Finds an opening, gets it past the 25 to about the 26-yard line. Jake Koenig tackles there. Gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 from the 26-yard line. Ball on the left hash. Bloomingdale got a first down on their second play from scrimmage and has not done much since after that. We'll go through the first half stats here. It'll be an extra long halftime because of homecoming tonight. It'll be interesting to see who the two will be. The homecoming king and queen. T formation behind quarterback Cameron Wells. Indians with 9 in the box. Wells 0-for-2 in passing, including an interception. Handoff goes to the fullback, and that is Caleb Watley. Around left end, he goes past the 25. Got it past an initial hit in the backfield by Austin Phillips. Finally knocked down by A.J. Starring. at the 29. That's a gain of 3 on the play. Third down and 1. And Bloomingdale's 0 for 5 on third downs. Clock running, 2.5 to go, first half. Saugatuck with a 48-0 lead. Blake Dunn, 3 touchdown passes, touchdown run, touchdown punt return. Joe Koszelski and Alex Segovia, touchdown runs. Joseph Shagway, Austin Phillips, Joe Koszelski, TD receptions. In formation, 2 tight ends behind quarterback Wells for Bloomingdale. On third down, Salinas cuts back off left guard. He'll get a first down, gets it past the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Rolled out to the left or tried to go around left end, but then saw a seam, cut back inside the tackle, and moves the ball to the 33. Putski with the hit, but it's not before Bloomingdale converts his first third down in 6 tries at their own 33-yard line. 2 minutes to go, clock running, first half. Bloomingdale heads back home after this one for their rivalry game against Goebbels. On first down, handoff, it's kept by Wells. Wells on the keeper, hit in the backfield. First initially by Rasmussen, then spun down by Segovia. And Wells loses a couple of yards back to the 31. Right now, Bloomingdale's not fooling anybody defensively for Saugatuck. Trying some misdirections and trying some option handoffs, and the Indians have sniffed it out every time. Bloomingdale with 2 timeouts left in the first half, but right now this is education time. Wells now gets the team to the huddle, looking at the back judge. Still plenty of time to get the playoff. Now he'll give the 10-second hand up, and the handoff on second down up the middle. Looks like Salinas. Hard running there, and maybe back to the original line of scrimmage in the series of downs to the 33 before he is thrown back. See Austin Phillips in the bottom of that line. Only a 1-yard gain, though, officially. Back to the 32, third down and 11. 33 seconds to go in the first half, and Saugatuck enjoying a 48-0 lead. Again at the half, we'll recap the scoring for you. The MHSA perspective. We'll take a look at Saugatuck Sports as well. Third down and 11 from the 32-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Wide out to the right is Wadley. I formation behind quarterback Wells. And off to the first back through. Not much there. That's Salinas. Maybe to the 15-yard line. Putski, who's had a solid game, makes the tackle. And that'll be it. And the first half is over. Dominated by the Saugatuck Indians. They get 3 touchdown passes from Blake Dunn, a TD run, and a TD punt return by the freshman. Joe Koszelski and Alex Segovia with TD runs. The TD receptions by Joseph Shagway, Austin Phillips, and Joe Koszelski. And the Indians walk off the field with a 48-0 lead at halftime of homecoming here at Jarvis Memorial Field over Bloomingdale. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and online at 92.7TheVan.com.